Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing amazing. How about you, Neil? Did you have a good week?
Oh, I did a fantastic week. And our guests today are Mel Harris and Gene Pope of Queen of Knives. Guys, thanks for stopping by. And this must be a very collaborative project that you guys got involved with. I'll ask that question first, and then we'll go into more of the details of the project.
Well, as
it's a very collaborative.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You go first.
Well, I was going to say
it's
yes,
a very collaborative project. Okay, you go, Gene.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a slight delay. Anyway, this was collaborative in every sense, both between, especially the actors. Who, you know, we were shooting at the end, towards the end of COVID protocols. So basically that took some money out of the film. So basically we didn't have a rehearsal week. So everybody had to come on set with their characters whole. And the casting and the talent of the people in the movie was such that everybody showed up on the first day of set of shooting a scene prepared and ready. And that's something you don't always see. And it was something that I was extremely grateful that everybody was helping each other with. And that kind of collaboration, you know, extended to the crew as well, who we had to shoot this very quickly, relatively quickly. And there was a lot getting done in a day. And these guys were hustling. John Delgado did a great job directing. Lindsay Joy, you know, her script is just wonderful. In post-production, you know, our editor, that's where it all comes together. You know, it's like all pieces. And then you have no idea exactly what's going to happen. But in the edit, man, it just started to come together. And we went, wow, this is going to work.
That's great. Hey, I have a question for Mel now. So now, Gene, you don't have to step on her.
I will try really hard.
Mel, what drew you to the role of Kathy?
Well, she's there. She's on the page. She's wonderful. I had played her in the prequel, I guess it is now, King of Knives. But the sequel, Queen of Knives, which is opening tomorrow, she's a completely different character. She has left her marriage, the longtime marriage, and she's out of it. And she's on her journey. She's on a path. She's on a route. And she doesn't know what it is. She discovers a new love in a woman, which is really new for Kathy, who's been in a long-term marriage. She's watching her ex go through his ministrations of trying to find himself. And she's watching her daughters who are evolving and changing. And yet they're still a family. They're still the Bonetto family. They still have these really interesting dinners. This dinner has a lot more elements to it than previously.
And Gene, would you say specifically enough, your character in a lot of ways, it evolves in this as well, right?
Yes, there's no doubt he evolves. I mean, literally, yes, you know, as you know, speaking to other actors, it's like the preparation is so important. And there were a lot of decisions that went into embedding the life I once had into the character of Frank and then taking it from there and then the reality of who his family is, what they are like to him, what do they mean to him. And that's what created, you know, the character of Frank. But yes, it's definitely based on reality and Frank, but you know, I put my own twist to it, I guess. So you can see little flickers of my past in there.
Would you guys burning flames?
Would you guys say that you should watch this in order, or could you just jump in into the new series, or what do you think?
You can absolutely see Queen of Knives first. It was designed to be as a standalone movie, and as you can see, that the things that you don't know are slowly revealed through the movie, and the audience really likes that. And then if you want to see the behind this, you know, what happened leading up to it, you can always then see the prequel of King of Knives, in my opinion.
All right. And Mel, what made you like excited about this opportunity, getting to go do this after, you know, King of Knives to do this?
Well, I mean, the experience of King of Knives was fabulous. Amazing group. Really loved working with it, surrounded by a wonderful troupe of actors and crew. But again, Kathy's journey and how she's changing and how the family is changing, and watching that family go through painful things, funny things, touching things, that was really what brought me back to it.
And that's key, right? Bring you back and bring you back the character, and the character changes so much. So then people are going to be asking, right, Mel, what's next, right, for you and your character?
Absolutely. There's growth there. You can see growth in the character, and it's fun. It's a ball to play. It's fun to watch. It's just great to do.
All right. Now, we only have a short period of time to talk to you guys. So I'm going to ask Gene, why should people check this out? What is your big play and the final thing for our listeners and viewers, why they should watch the movie?
The real reason is that, you know, listen, I'm the first one that says, you know, you never know how things are going to turn out. You do a film, you know, some famous filmmakers can make a film and they were they're brilliant minds, and then it just doesn't connect with the audience. I can say for sure now, after having almost getting an ulcer worrying about it, but sitting in the back of the theaters where we were screening previews and stuff like this, that the audience absolutely gets it 100%. And the vast majority, 99%, like the movie. And so for me, I feel so grateful that with all the work that everybody put in, Mel put in, and the entire cast and crew, that it's going to be a thing that people will recommend to other people. And we got a lot of that from people coming out of the theaters. They said, I'm going to come back and I want to bring all my friends as well, because they got to see this.
Fantastic. Now, Greg has a question for both of you guys. Usually we don't have two people we're interviewing, but he has a question he asks all his celebrities. Go ahead, Greg, with that question.
Yeah, I guess we'll start with Mel and then we'll do G next. So Mel, tell me, what's the most important thing in life you feel you've ever learned?
Patience, temperance, and unconditional love.
Fantastic. Gene, same question.
I would say that you don't base your life based on what's going on in any particular day. Your life is everything that went before, and there are more things that you can do going forward. But I also agree with Mel that kindness goes a long way in understanding and acceptance.
All right. Gene, tomorrow it debuts. Where's the best place people can check it out and stuff? Check out the film.
Oh, well, it's on a lot of the video on demand places. So you've got Amazon, iTunes, YouTube. There's a whole gaggle of them. I don't have that list in front of me, but there's about 14 of them in satellite, Dish. You know, just if you want to know any more information, you can go to queenofknivesthefilm.com, and we will have that listed there as of tonight.
All right, appreciate it, guys. We got to check it out, and great to have the conversation with you guys, and best of luck with the film.
Great, super. Take care. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right, that was a special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto. Greg Hanna, guys, take care.